Council President Jones?
Here.
Councilmember Bubun Vanderhar? Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Stewart?
Here.
And I guess we'll go right into the budget.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Consent agenda.
Mayor, I have a question on one of the account tables. On page seven of 50.
The restocking fee?
The restocking fee. Am I reading that right, that they sent us the wrong item, or we ordered the wrong item?
Well, we talked about it today, although we didn't address that one, if you would.
It's still up for debate which one it was, or whether it was a combination of both. And so, I told the supervisor, we sent out one of the younger employees to go make the order. And there's a possibility he didn't explain it very well, or there's also a possibility that the guy on the other side just marched off and went and ordered the wrong thing. A little hard to tell at this point what it is, but the supervisor will have a discussion with the supplier about that to see if we can narrow it down. I mean, if we ordered it wrong, you know what?
Yeah, less than 100.
If it was the other way, then they owe it to us. It's not clear to me which way it is at this point.
Okay. I'll just leave it in your best judgment. Thank you.
Any further? Motion to approve? Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Budget workshop. Y'all in line.
Okay, good evening, Mayor and Council President John Marsh. Previewing it here, I'm having some electronic issues, so I'm locked up on the PC. So I won't be reeling off any numbers at this point. So really what I want to do is open it up to discussion. We have two additional funds that we haven't covered yet. One of which is the agency fund. The agency fund, all that has in it is one single amount. It's housed at the end of the Cascades. It's one check that we received a few years ago from Vivid's for their development agreement. It still sits there, and sits there until such time that we're obligated to do something with it. So, and that was the one that was missing, was the agency fund. The amount at the top of my head. You guys probably have that from me. I apologize. The other one is, and I can't remember, do you have that in front of you?
The other one's the capital
project. Oh, capital projects fund, yes. So basically what the capital projects fund is, it's a governmental fund, it's attached to the general fund. It's basically, it had to wait until after the council had decided essentially where they were going with the general fund at the last budget workshop. The items that end up there are the items that are capital in nature that come out of the general fund. Basically, they go into what's called transfers out in the general fund, transfer into the capital projects fund, and then we have a particular asset that we track that you generally see in your profit and loss statements for your financial statements monthly. And so basically, that's all that is. It's just taking the expenditures from the general fund that are capital in nature, transferring them out as an expenditure, transferring them into the capital projects fund as a revenue, and then turning around and expending them out of the capital projects fund. So really it's a wash in the capital projects fund until such time that you, there's some spending that goes on that you don't necessarily need, that you haven't spent all the money, then you'll have some money left over by project. So we won't really know that until we get to the end of this fiscal year, really where we stand on individual projects that were in there this year. Any questions on those?
Questions?
John, do you want to be here where you can see your documents?
Yeah, is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay.
encroach on him, I?
You can link on him, and then it's also on the left side.
Okay, thank you. Okay, were there any questions on that at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so that was all I had on the workshop, and the other piece of that is the total, the summary from the general fund that I sent after everything was changed after the last meeting. That includes all the changes that were talked about, including the use of carryover and the use of the property tax. Foregone. Thank you. Jeez. My brain's working like my computer. Not very well. And so that includes everything that we discussed and was brought in, and what's remaining is at the top there is your projected carryover, as well as your projected contingency fund at the beginning of the fiscal year.
Did you say you emailed us something?
It was in your packet, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So basically, at where we stand right now is we have a balanced budget in the general fund, $5,729,506 for revenue, $5,729,506 for expenditure. And the use of carryover, there was some use. Initially, it was $1,689,360. Some of that was used, and the contingency was dropped down to, I believe, just under $1.3 million. Foregone property taxes in the amount of $53,719 were input, and there was no property tax increase. And the use of carryover funds was $419,107. So in other words, there were more expenditures than we had projected revenue for, so it was just a dip into the carryover. And it does include new construction and annexation in the property tax levy. Any questions on that at all?
So are you saying we ended up spending $419,000 less than we budgeted last year, or?
Well, what that says is the projected carryover, that's an accumulation of prior years plus what's projected for this year.
Right.
And we're budgeting to spend $419,000 out of that total.
So is there anywhere in here the number of, from last year's budget only, what we didn't spend?
From fiscal year 16 or 15?
Right, like if we budgeted, you know, or something in parks and we only spent 35, then maybe 15 left over just from...
Yeah, there's. I don't have anything by individual detailed line. There's a total at the bottom of this page, your summary page, and it lists the summary of carryover activity general fund. It's three line items, and it's just a summary of all the detail. So the estimated beginning carryover in 17 was
$1,646,344.
Sorry, which page are you on?
The last page?
So,
on page
3 right here at the very bottom.
Sorry about that.
$369,661 is carryover from last year.
Okay. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. I know that's what you had asked about. Rather than put all of the detail behind that, which would have taken up, you know, quite a bit of space here, I just left it at the summary level. I do have the detail available if you want to look at that. And again, this is really, these things are really tough to estimate. It's a conservative estimate. Our carryover could end up being, from this current fiscal year, could end up being larger than what's projected there. It's just really tough to say how things will end up over the next month. Should be pretty close, though.
Okay.
Mayor, I have a few questions. John, can you just recap some numbers for me so I make sure that I'm understanding this correctly? You projected... on the 8th when we came in here, that we started with a $1.689 million carryover.
Mm-hmm.
And if we factored in the $390,000 that we just spent for City Hall out of the general fund, we would have ended up with a close to a $2 million carryover if we had purchased City Hall.
Oh, okay, if it wasn't spent, okay.
It wasn't spent. So, you know, going back to that 1689, I mean, obviously we originally with the wanted item, the needed item, sorry, it was a deficit of 102. That put us at 1.586, and then we spent another 386 to cover the wanted item, so we're ending with a carryover of roughly 1.2, 1.3. To me, that's pretty much the same amount as what we started with, or what we projected this year. I'm a little puzzled as why we got $872,000 more than what we projected. Going through a lot of numbers, I've seen building permits and stuff like that. So it's a good thing. We'll definitely take it. But if we factor in where we are with the cash that we have in the water fund, the cash we have in the sewer fund, cash we have in the PI fund, and then the cash that we have left over in the general fund, we're sitting at almost $6 million of cash. I know I've said this before, and I'll just repeat it, and I know where everybody stands, but I still stand against taking a tax increase. I don't see the need for it. You know, we funded several employees. We're putting the money back that we saved from purchasing the city hall back into the reserves. We did the first stage of the dog park. We got a splash pad. If the other council members are willing to negotiate, you know, if we took nothing, it actually would give a tax decrease of approximately $36 per house. I'd be willing to stay at the same so the taxes don't go down, taxes go up, and I think that gives you about a 30-something thousand foregone. I'd be willing to compromise with that. I just don't see the need to take the whole $50,000 when we have this much cash in the city. So if the other council members are willing to go that, I would be willing to vote for the $30,000 to make it worth even, so like I said, taxes don't go up or down. Otherwise, I'll be voting no with the tax increase over that.
Well, I kind of looked down through my personal tax records. Over the past 4 years, the city's levy rate's gone from 0.004 rounding down in 2012 to 0.0031, also rounding down in 2015. You know, there's different factors to look at there, such as property values increasing. That means the levy rate goes down. That's okay. That doesn't really affect our bottom line because that's generally across the board. The one that we need to be concerned about is growth. If growth is the main contributing factor, then it does have an adverse effect on our ability to maintain a level of service. The easiest way to see for yourself if growth is the main factor is by looking at the bottom line of your property tax bill. Looking on my tax bill on my house in 2012, to the city of Cuna, I paid $513.82. On my tax bill in 2015, I paid $457.34. That's a net decrease of $56.48. So we talked about last time, if we take the foregone amount, that's $12 per year per home. And that still nets me a $44 savings. As we grow and subdivisions come in and we start putting in new parks, we're going to have to hire new people. And we have a unique opportunity this year to play catch up. And I think that's what we're doing here. And as things grow, we need to keep caught up. If we keep passing up on the tax increases, which really to me are not tax increases, they're keeping us at a level rate, we're going to find ourselves in trouble. And then at at some point in time, we're gonna have to start asking people for a 9-point increase, and they're not gonna be happy about that. If you talk about $1 a month on your house payment, that shouldn't even affect your house payment. Your escrows are carry those balances, and they have cushion built into them. So for me, I don't think we'd be affecting anyone by taking this and giving ourselves the ability to keep up. We may have a good year this year, but that's not gonna be the norm. We're just in a unique spot this year, so that's where I stand with that. I'm okay with not taking the 3% and just going with the $4 a month, but I really hate to see us pass up on funding that will help us carry on into the future.
Would you be willing to just do the full $4 a month, Pat?
Well, that's what we originally was going with, the full $4 a month. I don't see the need to take the extra. I mean, really, I'm looking at $20,000. I don't know the exact number of what the break-even point is, but the break-even, if you tax it the way they are, is at like $30,000 on the board on it. And I'd be willing to go there. I mean, we're doing a lot of things that, anybody could go through here and pick apart and say that we did a dog park, so we did tax increase. We got City Hall, so we did tax increase. I mean, there's just a lot of things that can go back on there. I think that showing that we can still create a decent budget, still carry over more than what we carried over last year, and adding 2.5 employees, buying equipment that makes us more efficient, I just have a hard time taking the tax increase. Like I said, I'd be willing to do the break-even point. I mean, I prefer to have take the tax decrease, but I'm willing to compromise at the break-even point, which I think is somewhere around $30,000 for the foregone. So it's probably 1.5% or whatever the half of that foregone.
So I don't know if my recollection is totally accurate, but I thought that last year when we were doing budget, was that the year we were really sick out, that we specifically did not take an increase or the foregone amount that year because we were trying for the rec district and we thought it was going to pass, and so we were trying to be courteous and consider the impact on folks' finances if they were going to have an additional levy from a rec district. But since that didn't pass, I mean, I think our expectation was, had we not been floating that, I think we would have taken the increase. I mean, that seemed like the general consensus to me. So perhaps that's why I have less angst about it. But also, I mean, I just keep hearing over and over. I mean, we tried all these things to do a pool or to do a rec district or to make any sort of larger scale improvement. And if it's anything that has to go to a vote, it gets shut down. But then consistently we hear over and over and over, like, but we're supposed to do this. And so it feels to me like the only way that we can ever pay for that kind of stuff is by trying to make sure we're keeping up with levy rates or tax rates and saving up so we can do it ourselves out of what funds we have set aside.
John, wasn't it, I thought it was 2 years ago. We took the foregone last year, and it was 2 years ago we didn't take anything.
Yeah, last year was foregone, and then fiscal year end of 2015, there was nothing levied other than annexation and new construction. Yeah, and if my memory serves me right, that was discussion about the rec district.
We haven't taken 3% for 2 years.
No.
So we just took the foregone last year. We took zero. I understand where you're coming from, and I would like to even do that, but my problem is that we're not willing to commit to set aside that money for anything that binds future councils. So to me, if we can reserve that money for something else for the future.
I'm willing to, knowing that we can't, like legally we can't bind future councils, I'm willing to say, like, you want to earmark it or something for like a special project, but I also don't want to even assuming I'm lucky enough to still be here and like 6 years when maybe we're ready to buy something. I don't want to be restrained by, you know, whatever. If some amazing deal comes along or just a really great idea for a project comes along and it's not exactly what we were thinking of tonight, but would be something perfect for CUNA, I don't want to hold ourselves up, put a stumbling block in our own spot, just, you know, because we're wanting to be really specific about how we're going to spend that money in the future. So I'd be fine with like earmarking it for like community activity type thing, or using some broad enough term that it would encompass, you know, potentially the acquisition of land, potentially the construction of a facility, potentially going in with a public-private partnership for a YMCA, or, you know, I just want it to be broad enough that we're not going to end up stuck with how we use the money.
Okay. Is that something we can do, though? But I haven't heard that. I keep hearing that we don't want to put anything on any money at all so that it can be used for something else.
Well, I don't know that, I mean, if you're talking 4 years down the road, you can't lock up future council. But we can put it in as that intention, and then hopefully the future council will have that same idea in mind. At least then you can give a presentation of this is what we had intended them to go for, but we can't make them do anything in that period of time. So. But I think the council is here for the good of the community. So if some project comes up that's a really good thing, I think council is going to be willing to spend money on whatever that may be. And they're coming up with new innovative things all the time. Mm-hmm. We might have something pop up in the next couple of years that somebody else does, and we might say that's a really cool deal, we have to do that. And so, I mean, I think we just need to give council credit that, you know, the council's going to have to approve whatever it is. So,
I mean, I would even like the flexibility to be able to use it maybe for like tax incentives if you have specific recreation type businesses come in or something. You know, like I can't think of a single establishment in CUNA that's not a restaurant where you could like have a kid's birthday party. You know, and so like maybe in a year or two we work with the Economic Development Committee and decide that, you know, one of the best ways we can use that money would be to offer incentives to get like mini golf or like a paint your own pottery or, you know, any number of different kinds of like activity type businesses in. So that's my only concern, is just making sure that to the extent we try to like name a fund or an account or something that we want to put money into, we're totally fine with doing that. But just wanting to kind of keep our options open in terms of creative ways we could end up using money.
And I would be open to that if that's something that we do. And that kind of goes back to we have the same with the money that we're saving on City Hall that we're putting back in, the $24,000. I look at it as that $24,000 offsets my $24,000 that I want to take out for the four of them. So I don't know. I mean, I can say that.
Okay. Would you be willing to take that $24,000 and put that aside?
We talked about that before, about the reserves that we're paying back for the City Hall purchase. And we really haven't talked anything about what our intentions were with that.
I think the whole, if I understand kind of what our discussion on that point had been previously, I thought the idea was just, you know, we took 1.2 million or whatever out of contingency in order to pay for City Hall. And so we just wanted to make sure that those funds ended up being replenished, because it did take us down, you know, significantly in terms of what kind of reserves we had for operating and that kind of stuff. So I think the goal was just to get us back to where we've been prior to purchasing it, and then, yeah, and then we can go forward from there. I don't think I'd have any issue with saying that we'd like to earmark those, you know, in the spreadsheet or whatever that John maintains as accruing for the benefit of some sort of recreational opportunity. Let me just real quickly on the foregone and or 3%. The property value is going up and the economy generally improving. I think hopefully it wouldn't be as difficult for people to deal with a small increase. I also think that we're kind of on the cusp in terms of, we're almost at that point growth-wise where we will finally see, I think, a larger influx of commercial stuff, and it's just starting to happen. But the more we can work on that percentage, that's overall going to be the thing that saves people the most money on their taxes, is when we can get moved significantly away from the 85% property, 15% commercial tax revenue. And so even if we feel like this might hurt a little bit in the short term, I mean, if we can struggle through it with property or personal taxes, residential, I mean, for another year or two, I'm hoping with the amount of growth we're seeing that pretty soon that balance will start shifting, and that in and of itself will just start helping too. But again, like having recreational opportunities is going to be another thing that will help that change.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well,
I'm just having a hard time taking all of it. I guess at this point, I'll go to my break-even point, and obviously my vote is one, so most likely.
I mean, would you consider it a compromise to take the full foregone amount and not the 3%?
No, I don't want to take the 3%, nor do I even want to take the full foregone. I want to break even, which would only be about a 32. I don't know if John has that number or not, whatever the break-even point is for the foregone, because if you factor in the 24,000 for the saving from the City Hall purchase, that brings you right back up to the 50,000. And then hopefully, depending on if we've got a big project that hopefully be completed by the end of the year, we'll see some taxes from that. We know that's going to next release if this is done.
I want to hear what Greg has to say, but to the extent, like, if we end up in a position where some people are interested in taking foregone and 3%, I'm just wondering if taking one and not the other would be, like, a happy compromise point. Greg, what are your thoughts?
I'm short for words again, like last Monday. 20 years at the fire department, we were always behind the eight ball with money, and if we have the chance to, like you said, sting a little now, but in the long run, we're going to be ahead. I'm in favor of the 3% and get us in front of the ball, not behind it all the time. And we're at that point financially where we're doing good. This will get us a little better. And if we have a bad year, a year or two, we'll still be even back behind the ball again.
So do you want the 3% and the foregone, or just one or the other?
I think I'd go with one or the other.
Can I ask a question? Say some reason we have a banner here next year. Would anybody even be for a tax increase?
I think my answer would, here's my lawyer answer. It depends.
Yeah.
I think it would be, like, it would depend on, what exactly does our financial picture look like? Do we have an idea for like a recreational opportunity or something that still taking the forgotten amount or 3% or whatever would still make sense? I don't know if I would be interested in a decrease if there's still stuff that we definitely want to try to do. I mean, if there's still, because what I feel like is we're getting significant community outcry to still be working towards recreational opportunities, stuff for kids to do and that sort of thing. So to my mind, I think my preference, I can't say for sure that I wouldn't change my mind because there's always a number of elements that can change something, but to my mind, I don't think I'd be prepared for like reducing taxes until we have some sort of a larger scale recreational thing figured out, because that's been the common complaint since I moved here almost 10 years ago.
I agree, because
and you've been here forever.
And I've been here forever, and everyone always wants everything, but when, like you said, when it comes to a boat, they shut it down.
Well, I think
if we can do it, we've been budgeting and doing things will look good in the end, even if we did do a little tax increase here or there. I mean, that doesn't say we have to do another one next year, right? So, maybe next year's just status quo, we move forward, but this year, I think the thing to do is take it if we can run with it.
I think that, you know, the small project, I think with, definitely with the park impact fee, that's gonna help. I don't really see how we're going to budget a swimming pool out of general fund. I think we can get a swimming pool, I think if we propose a swimming pool only, it would pass, and I think that's been our dilemma the last two times that we've gone too big. I really would like to try that, because I think that would solve the problem instead of trying to group it together with everything. Like I said, I don't see the need, and like I said, I'm just one, so I'll state in my opinion, and obviously I'll cast my vote if it's needed. But I appreciate the debate, guys, I really do, I'm glad that we can sit up here and at least talk about it, put everything on the table, so I do appreciate that, thank you.
Okay, is there any other items on here that you want to discuss, or are we ready to move on?
There's actually a resolution of lottery for the project, so we need that to get to yet. Can we have further discussion?
Yes.
Okay. Park impact fee fund and bank account.
Okay, Mayor and Council, for the record, John Marsh, I am functional now, or my computer's functional now, I don't know. Yeah, okay, so basically what this is, two resolutions. This is just a formality. We've already gone through the budget on the budget workshop for park impact fee funds. This is just the formality of actually creating the fund, council authorizing the creation of the fund. The second piece of that is a resolution, R-53-2016, and that's creating the separate standalone bank account that would be used to transact all of the revenue and all the expenditures for these fees. The bank account would be at U.S. Bank, where we currently have our operating accounts. Makes it much easier for us to transact and move money as we need to through the single point interface. So that is the request and recommendation. Any questions?
Tom, you have no concern about trying to split up our money to different institutions to be covered by
Between different institutions? No, I don't really have a problem with that. It just creates more work. The only reason I say that is we do have that right now into a very small degree. We have some funds sitting in the Cascades, and it basically it's the agency fund that I spoke about earlier. But once in a while, if we have an in or an out in that fund, we have to remember that we receipt it under a special code and then take a separate deposit book and deposit at that institution. So it can lend itself to some errors if we're not paying attention. So if you get too much volume, then it can cause a headache. But otherwise, that's the only thing I see. The primary objective for us is to make sure we have a local presence for a bank so that we're not trying to make deposits from a cash standpoint at a remote location that's out of the market. But the idea behind using U.S. Bank, it's there, we're using it, it's efficient. It's not going to take us somewhere else to counter that. That's where
I just want to concern about insurance, that's all it is. Money being insured. And, I mean, I'm assuming, I can't imagine anything happening to U.S. Bank, they're big enough now.
That's a very good question. FDIC insurance, what you're talking about. And we'll address that here coming up shortly with new investment policy.
All right,
then I move to approve resolution number
R-52-2016. Second. Motion made and seconded to approve resolution R-52-2016, the creation of the Park Impact Fee Fund. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I also move to approve resolution number
R-53-2016. Second. Motion made and seconded to approve resolution R-53-2016, the creation of the new bank account. Park impact fees. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Consideration to approve resolution number 54-2016, liquidation of employee vacation leave bank. John?
Yes, Mayor and Council, please direct me on Marsh. This is just an extension of the discussion we had related to vacation leave bank, the employee vacation leave bank prior to the, during the last budget workshop. The kind of in essence of this is that, based on discussions, is that the council desire to liquidate this prior to the new fiscal year, whereby the proposed COLA would go into effect and make it more expensive to liquidate. There's a couple aspects of this. Primarily, what I assume is that in this is that the city will act as financial advisor, recommending anything to do with any funds, and likewise, I wouldn't want to act as a personal financial advisor for anybody. So, with that being said, there's some things that people can do. They can change their withholding allowances. They can put more money into a Percy Choice 401k plan. There's lots of elements for tax deferral. The other element is Mr. Gordon Law has specified he's looking to retire pretty soon, and would like a vehicle to put money into that helps to avoid taxes, that allows him to use that for paying for health care for him or his dependents going forward. So we do have a tool that's identified that I think it's called a retiree-only HRA. So we'll pursue that and work with Gordon on that. The idea being it won't cost the city anything going forward. It's really in the name of Mr. Ball going forward. And it would be administered by Prime, who administers our COBRA benefits now, and I think it costs like two or three bucks a month to administer that. Is the idea. So very simple.
Okay.
And if you want the amounts, I've got those amounts for you again as far as how that liquidation would pan out as far in the funds.
It's on there.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, questions for John?
Is there the potential if people choose any of these other options that it would actually occur after October 1st? And if so, are we just basically having an employee agree to like a current day valuation or something like that?
I mean, certainly from a tax deferral standpoint, like 401k, it's a calendar year basis, so technically, and there's a maximum you can put in a given year. I don't think most people would even be touching that, but it would end 12 or December 31st.
Like, is there the potential? So we're trying to do this before October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Is there the potential with the options folks choose that for some reason the exchange wouldn't be done by October 1st? Let me just start us off with that question.
I think it would be in our best interest to make sure it's all taken care of with no hangovers prior to October 1, so we don't have any questions, especially as it relates to payroll and deferring a COLA increase, and it gets kind of sticky. I hate to get into, Richard might be waiting on that.
And I think my intent here is to get this negotiated out so that it's taken care of and done, and if people want to choose a different option, then we lock in the figure.
That was my main interest, is just to the extent any of this may possibly carry over October 1 or longer, that if we can work some sort of contract or something out where the employees are basically agreeing to, like, the value of whatever it is as of September 30th.
Okay.
Instead of, you know what I mean? So that way, I mean, if, yeah.
Okay, anyway, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know the whole range of options that might be available, but just in case they want to take half now and half later.
Okay, yeah, I think I can work with Richard on maybe some kind of agreement if we do get to that point.
I'm hopeful we can minimize the amount of effort necessary, so hopefully it won't, but just in case.
Sure. And the idea would be, in this case, that it would be liquidated if I follow those plans prior to September 30th, the last pay periods.
And it sounds like most are going to just go with the payout, so that will minimize any complications.
And just for the record, the assumption is that it's liquidated in your budget numbers, so it's removed from your carryover balance, so it's all accounted for.
Okay.
Nothing else, then I move to approve resolution number
R54-2016.
Second.
Motion has been seconded to approve resolution R54-2016, liquidation of the employee vacation leave bank. All in favor say aye.
facilities director. I don't really have anything to add other than what's on the memo, but I'll stamp any questions you might have.
It looks good. I was in there this morning and it even looks bigger than when it was raining, so I'll try to honor it. It's good. Thank you. Appreciate your effort and all the other guys.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay, tentative budget FY 2017. So we have on here, the tentative budget matches what we just looked at in the workshop, right?
Yes, correct.
As long as there's no changes to.
Absolutely, yeah. The only, it sounds like the only outstanding item was to decide on the property taxes. And so maybe, you know, if there's some sort of decision that can be made so we can go forward on publication of that piece on the property tax line.
Okay.
Let's see, so the foregone property taxes are 53,719, the property tax increase is 57,533. I know Pat only wants to take 30, I heard Greg say he's willing to take one or the other, so my proposed compromise is that we go ahead and take the foregone property taxes and we don't take the 3%.
And I believe that is the way you have them in here.
Yeah.
So if you want to just do a motion as to the budget was presented.
So I move we approve the tentative budget as presented for fiscal year 2017.
Do you have a second?
He said it.
Oh, okay. Motion is made and seconded to approve the tentative budget for FY 2017 as presented. Chris, would you call the council?
Council President Jones?
No.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes. Tentative budget FY 2017 is approved. Thank you, John. Ordinances. Consideration to approve ordinance number 2016-25 for the Garcia annexation, which is discussed last week. And ordinance annexing certain real property to wit parcel number S131434671, situated in the unincorporated area of Lake County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Puna into the city of Puna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real property, directing the copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes. Situated in the unincorporated area of Bay County, Idaho, and contiguous.
contiguous to the border limits of the city of Puna into the city of Puna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classifications of several property, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law, and providing an effective date.
Move for waiving three readings of ordinance number 2022-26.
Second. Motion made second to waive the three readings of ordinance 2016-26. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Move for waiving ordinance number 2016-26.
Second. Motion made second to approve ordinance number 2016-26. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vonderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And we approve on the completion of ordinance 2016-26.
Second. Motion made second to approve the summary of application of ordinance 2016-26. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?